Hello and welcome back to Mindset Monday. I hope your week starts off fabulous. So I'm excited. Always excited. So this week, I got a hold of 52 Small Changes for the Mind with Brett Blumenthal, which, you know, we've gone over before, but it's always nice to do it again. We are on chapter five or week five, which is perfect, right? So because we're 5 weeks into the quarter this week. Can you believe it? We're switching into May. So much stuff is happening. The title of this week is called Making Lists. And I think this is an interesting topic because I've heard some kind of different things about it lately, about making lists and some of the do's and don'ts, right? So the idea is that instead of making yourself crazy trying to remember everything, you write stuff down. So you can check things off. You give yourself a reward when you check things off. You know, it feels good in your body, like to cross things off your list. You get a little bit of happy hormones from inside of our bodies when we do it. And then it's supposed to keep us more organized, right? So how does it happen to actually help us be more organized? That's always my question. I've done the to-do list where, you know, you write out your list and then everything you don't do, you put on the top of the next day. And then if you put something up there from the day before, you got to do that thing first. So these are some of the kind of rules you kind of set up for yourself with to-do lists, but there's not a wrong way to do one either, you know, because they're all rules. So don't shed yourself. Don't get stuck in a loop of being bad. This isn't a bad. If it's not actually helping you, then it's not a tool you can use, but how can it be a tool we can actually use? So there's the book, Eat the Frog, right? So you're doing the thing in the morning that is either the big thing to move things forward or the hard thing, right? The thing that you always avoid and it gets left to the end. So for me, this might be cleaning the bathroom toilet, right? Like not my favorite task, right? You're here with me with that. Not the favorite task, right? So you keep putting it off and then it becomes a problem. So if you just do it really fast and then it's done, you know, and it's done on a regular basis because you put it as the top priority instead of letting it be at the end when you don't have any energy for something you don't want to do, right? So we all have those things in our lives that are the thing that we don't want to do. Some people it's laundry, some people it's dishes, and some of us it's here, right? So we each are unique individuals. So there's always more than one way to do something. So you start by choosing your format. That makes sense to me. You know, are you on a computer? Are you on your phone? Are you using a tool like Trello? Do you have the Free Time Solutions back office and you're using the project management system? Like, you know, how are you keeping track of those things that you want to get done? And the point is that you kind of start to make your own system of operations for yourself so that you're doing the things, you know, need to get done. Keeping it simple and manageable, you know, we have more than one project management system, and sometimes it's too complicated and it's harder to use, right? But once it's set up, it might be good. But, you know, in the interim, you still got to use the simpler version so that you can still keep moving forward with projects so you don't get stuck. So if you're doing a big transition, you know, think about that and give yourself grace to learn what works great for you. Okay, I love this and I'm excited to talk to you about this. Okay, organize around deadlines. So this is a great way for you to organize that to-do list of what is important. So I recently saw this really cool thing. Like if it's really hard for you to decide what is the most important thing for you to do, which is sometimes me, I tend to work on a project. It's like inappropriate. Like, it's not due for 5 weeks, but I have a project that's due tomorrow and I'm not working on it, right? Like I need to set the right priorities. So using the due date, you can go like project A versus project B. What's the due date? And you can kind of assign them each a number of like what's more important. And then you kind of come out with this like interesting pyramid graph. And at the bottom, it tells you, you come out to a solution. I'll have to see if I can find this TikTok I found, right? It was either TikTok or Reel. I'm explaining like how to set the priority. And this is obviously something I'm working on, but you know, if you're not sure which is the most important thing for you to do, this is a process in which you can use to make that decision. Now, other people just naturally know and can see it like in their heads. So when I'm working with Charlie, she already knows like, no, this is more priority over this. And she just knows. And I just admire her for that because my brain doesn't work like that. It's totally different, right? So not everybody has this, our brain doesn't all work exactly the same, big surprise, right? So we got to be nice to ourselves. If this isn't a skill that we have, it is something we can learn to do for ourselves. So prioritizing that list. And, you know, if you're putting stuff on your list that you know you're not ever going to do, then have that conversation with yourself, right? Why am I continuing to put this on my list if it's not something I'm going to actually do? Is it something that I actually need to do? Or maybe I need to schedule it? You know, coming up with a plan with yourself. And that's what I think the beginning stages of making lists can do for you to figure it out. So it's a really good, you know, I love this book. So I love continuing to talk about mindset and continuing to think about what is important next, right? So I was listening to a podcast, because I do that. I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about, you know, you start something and you prioritize the time for it. And now is that still the priority for you today? Do you still feel the same way? So this person would do a time audit in an energy audit, which I thought was a great idea. And I've been hearing Trish Tatarik, life and coach with Life and Work with Trish. She talks about, you know, that energy, where is your energy being pulled and how to kind of manage that. So if that's something you need to, as you're looking at your to-do list, like maybe it's time to look at these things for ourselves. So I think it's really cool. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about why I like to do Mindset Mondays. If you're new to the podcast, or new to me, it's just a little bit about me and my story. So, okay, get vulnerable. Here we go. All right. So, I have had a lot of life experiences that were not super awesome. So, in that, let's get those glasses, not crooked. Sorry, y'all. In that, I developed some pretty bad depression. And so when I came across the book, 52 Small Changes for the Mind, I really liked the idea that there was just like one thing I could work on each week to kind of help my brain have a better life, right? So I was making all these other changes, and this was just one more avenue for me, the mental health piece and depression. And my son also had really bad depression, and it was a hard time for both of us. And just taking one step forward into a new space and continuing to step into my greater self, my next level, knowing that I have light, and it's, you know, it was okay that I was still in darkness, like, keep working at it. It's not a one thing and you're done forever. These things are part of life and part of the transitions in life, and grief and sadness are part of being human. And if you love deeply, you're going to be sad deeply. And it happens in part of our lives, right? So one of the times I was in counseling, I just simply asked to be more resilient. Like, if this is the way life is, how can I keep showing up in more resilience? Because it was so miserable. And so one of the major things we started doing was writing down our achievements. So I feel like this is great for list day. Writing down our achievements every day, what went right, and start looking for what went right. The more you look for what went right, the more you will see how life is working for you. And then your light grows. It gets bigger. And we can show up better for each other. And then we show up better for ourselves. And then it spreads. So keep showing up for you. And thank you for joining me on Mindset Monday. So again, that was on Liz. Oh, there's always a quote. Let me share the quote with you. One of the secrets of getting more done is to make a to-do list. Every day, keep it visible and use it as a guide to anchor or to action, guide to action as you go through the day. Jean de la Fontaine. So I kind of like threw that anchor word in there because I was like, it's your, you know, next step you're going to take that day and making them real things you can do and setting amazing goals, which we've already talked about. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and catch that episode. We'll talk to you soon. Namaste. Mm-hmm.